Next up, we have Glennie with Spartacus.
Welcome to the murderer's row. We haven't got a lot of time. The weekend ocean wind is chilling. Answers will blow your mind. Contemplate the turpentine. Be it ever so gently wrong. Alleviate the stress of worry and find the little space for you. Parametric jet.
This one, I admit, I almost enjoy the song bio more than I enjoy the actual song. Like, if you haven't read the song bio, go and read it. It's really funny and really clever. And I feel guilty about not liking the song more because I like the bio so much. Music-wise, it's very well made and I can appreciate that it's very well made, but I don't think Glennie makes music for me and that's fine. Like, Glennie makes music that Glennie wants to listen to, which is cool. I also wrote down that I actually find omega-3 supplements a game changer and I feel a little bit attacked. Like, normally I'm like, I'm very skeptical, but omega-3, it really works. Try it for yourself.
I thought this song is just so very conceptual, I think. And, you know, I don't get the angle for the challenge, but I feel like I don't need to. Or at least I wouldn't need to if the rest of the song was good enough. But the verse melodies are simple and repetitive. And even though the choruses were better, those choruses sound like pre-choruses, sort of, you know, building up to a real chorus that never materializes. So I listened again and I read the song bio and it wasn't any more informative than the emails the judges were passing back and forth. And I just don't think this is going to be very high in my rankings.
I kind of agree with Leonie. I love all of the musical stuff that's in here. Like, it's really well produced, mixed, and performed, and there are, like, attention paid to details like dynamics and interesting change-up. And Glennie puts guitar harmony in, I think, every one of his spin tune songs because he knows that I am crazy for it. So, like,
I also love the word, just the word guitarmonies.
Guitarmonies,
is one of the
yeah.
greatest words.
Exactly, me too. So, I have to admit that I am a friend of Glennie's.
Nepotism.
And he really helped me out in Songfight Live and played bass for me, so I will admit to liking Glennie because he's Glennie. But yeah, this song, it's, you know, there's a lot of good stuff for me to enjoy, and I knew it was Glenn Case singing, like, immediately. Like, I know it's Jimi Hendrix playing guitar, I know it's Glenn Case on vocals, like, I've just heard a lot of Glenn Case songs, and I'm like, oh. And so I know when Glenn Case is singing I Am Glennie, that's you are Glenn, not Glennie. I know. So, like, you
I
know,
was so confused about all the different Glenns for so long.
Right? Yeah, the song bio is really funny that way. And, you know, the job of a narrator is to tell a story here or to express an opinion. And I didn't really get a strong sense of either opinions or stories being told by the narrator. And I got the notion that there was a snake oil salesman and he was pitching some product. And, you know, but I'd be kind of hard pressed to put together a narrative. And the haiku choruses are cool, but they don't really tell me anything.
Are they a haiku?
I didn't do the 575 test, but I will just take them at their word that they're a haiku. But, you know, when you can't understand what the narrator is trying to tell you, it's pretty hard to know how they might be delusional or self-deceived or what might have caused them to be like this. So this is not so much a character sketch as it is sort of a Rorschach test. What I see here is Glennie's smiling face on the Rorschach, and I like it for that.
Next up, we have Cardamom Seed with "There's a Trojan horse in my house, and while I didn't invite him, I think he might stay."
I can't control this, it's not working. My keyboard and the mouse think for themselves. I'm taping, nothing's appearing, and the screen is freaking me out. Trojan horse now lives in my house. Hey, do you think he'll dance with me?
Now, see, this song has a proper pre-chorus leading to a proper chorus. This is much more my jam, and the vocal melodies are charming throughout, and I love what the vocalist is doing with the lyrics. Now, in the past, we've complained about people awkwardly jamming too many syllables into the lines, or stretching out single syllables like they're three syllables, stuff like that. But Cardamom Seed's lyrics vary in meter from verse to verse, and he just rolls with it, you know, redesigning the cadence of the melody to fit what he wanted to say. And that is expert level stuff. So yeah, I just really enjoyed this, and I'm going to rank it pretty high.
I really dug the laid-back groove of this song, like it was Jimmy Buffett or something. I love how the horns give a really nice lift on the chorus, and they sound pretty credible to me. So if they're a VST, I can't tell or care. Of course, I love the pronunciation of the word hoose in the chorus, which I'm a sucker for non-American English accents, so I can listen to them all day, Leonie. And the narrative here, I think, is good. You get the sense that the narrator is a lonely old person, wondering if the Trojan horse would dance with them to see the long days out. So I can understand why the narrator would be charmed by the nice person on the telephone, trying to help them out and not suspect that they were actually robbing them. So these scams prey on folks who long for human contact and are naive to the kinds of scams that are out there. I got a clear picture of the narrator here, although it's somewhat of an archetype. I think we all have somebody in our family who might fall prey to these kinds of scams.
Yeah, I wrote down that this is very relatable to anybody with parents at all, ever. If you've ever had a parent. Like, my dad almost got scammed once, like, back in 2017, just after we'd moved to Ireland. Luckily, he didn't quite trust them, and he figured it out just before they got his details. And just the other day, I got my letter from the Irish government saying, okay, we've reached the point where you need to pay us some money and we'll process your citizenship. So I was, like, telling Dad that I had to pay €950 for my citizenship. And he's like, are you sure it's not a scam? It's like, no, Dad, it's an official government letter. It's okay. This one also, immediately before I'd listened to any of the songs, I sent a text to Giz saying Cardamom Seed wins for the very best song title ever. I'm a real sucker for, like, a paragraph long song title. Like, I've got an etching hanging down in my living room by an artist called Brian Robinson, an Australian, a Torres Strait Islander artist. And it's a big artwork. It's 60 by 90 centimeters etching, which is pretty large. And the title is like a full chunky paragraph underneath it. It's great. I was trying to find it so I could read it out to you, but I can't. I also had the enunciate note for Cardamom Seed as well, which there's a style, but also sometimes enunciate a bit better. And I also wrote down the same line as you, Chumpy, the "this Trojan horse now lives in my house. Do you think he'll dance with me?"
Yeah.
It's such line. A good line. And again, I loved those horns as well, the subtle horns in the background. And just the little details in this song make it perfect, like the bank card in the kitchen drawer. It's such a mum and dad thing to do. But yeah, loved this. Probably going to rate pretty high. But enunciate, please.